Thanks for dropping by. It's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Inspiring Workplaces, Humor at Work. So I want to talk about how to convert your anxiety, your stress, your worry, your fear into positive action so you can move forward. Two ideas I want to talk about from the fabulous new book by Adam Grant, Originals, How Nonconformists Move the World. And I highly recommend the book. Fascinating book. So here are two ideas. Next time you're feeling stressed out, worried, anxious, try these. The first one is this. Contrary to popular belief, more and more research demonstrates that being a defensive pessimist may be actually a better approach for success. In studies, defensive pessimists who imagined a bad performance tended to perform better at a range of activities, including things like math tests and darts, than people who focused on either relaxing or picturing a flawless performance. Defensive pessimists consider the worst-case scenarios so they can plan for it and convert their anxiety and nerves into positive motivation and action. They don't become crippled with fear because they have imagined the worst-case scenario. And so rather, it gives them a sense of confidence knowing they've thought through the worst possible scenarios. And the second idea is this. It sounds trite and simplistic, but several studies have demonstrated that when you are feeling stressed out or anxious, rather than trying to put the brakes on those negative emotions and pretend they don't exist, because doing that actually can shut you down more, it's far easier and more effective to convert those strong emotions into a different strong emotion that will still propel you forward. For example, when people changed from saying, "I'm so anxious," to "I am so excited," their accuracy rate in one of these experiments went from 53% to 80%, just changing the word anxious to excited and how they thought about it. According to Quiet author Susan Cain, this simple shift helps you move forward despite your fear rather than pumping the brakes on your forward momentum. And my fun at work tip, as I'm doing the podcast, it is March 22nd, which happens to be official International Goof Off Day. Now, you don't have to wait for International Goof Off Day. Try this any old day. Gather your team, but this was the spark for the idea, being International Goof Off Day. Gather your team and hold an impromptu stupid human tricks contest to find out where the jugglers, ear wigglers, ventriloquists, mimes, people who can touch their tongues to their nose, impersonate a celebrity, impersonate a wild animal, or perform some never-before-seen act without getting fired are lurking in your office. So stupid human pet tricks, an awesome idea anytime you want a little excuse for a little fun and a little goofing off. And the quote of the week from Nelson Mandela, walk gently, breathe peacefully, laugh hysterically. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, some more accidentally funny newspaper headlines. New sick policy requires 2-day notice. Total lunar eclipse will be broadcast live on radio. Won't that make for exciting radio? Hospitals resort to hiring doctors. Well, how dare they? How outrageous is that? Worker suffers leg pain after crane drops 800-pound ball on his head. And finally, the bra celebrates a pair of historic milestones this year. Well, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And as always, I'd invite you to cruise by the old website, www.humoratwork.com, for all sorts of articles, videos, and more.